Still, if we lose a client like General Components, I might have to lay off more than 30 drivers. What the hell am I supposed to do with that? I could feel my lips trembling. I hung my head a little bit and said softly, on the verge of a complete sob, "I'll get that typed up for you." He was silent, and I felt a tear run down my cheek. It landed right at the hem of my blue business skirt, which was already cut short and now completely inappropriately pushed up further so that the tops of my thigh-high stockings were visible. I started to smooth the skirt out, really trying to gain control of anything at the moment when I felt his hand on my chin. He lifted my head up, and I noticed compassion in his face. "Would you like me to throw that letter out and handle whatever discipline there is internally, Jill? You and I would deal with it alone, but it would never go to human resources. We'll let the chips fall where they may, and HR will only find out there's no other choice." I nodded vigorously, and he nodded back and walked to his office windows, closing the blinds and locking the doors. I was still numb with worry, but he had given me hope. I was fully unprepared for what happened next. He suddenly lifted me up, sat down on the couch, and pulled me roughly over his knee. The smack of his hand on my ass through my dress made me yelp, but he kept spanking and spanking hard. I yelped again, but he kept spanking. It really didn't hurt a lot, but far worse was the horrible humiliation of it. It was that made the tears flow. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but when he lifted my dress up and over my ass, I felt myself flush with embarrassment. I was wearing only a very skimpy thong, and it left almost nothing to the imagination. When his hand slapped down again onto my bare ass cheeks, it hurt a little more, but it also, amazingly, sent a thrill through me that settled on my clit and gave me a sudden, unexpected rush of desire. He kept spanking, but the pain of it only intensified the desire, and I found myself moaning. He slapped one more time and stopped. "Jesus," he said, "this is no punishment at all." I felt him pull me off, so I fell to my knees on the floor next to his legs. He kept one hand on my shoulder and fumbled with a zipper, pulling his cock out through the fly. I couldn't believe it. He was big, very, very big. He started to pull my head forward, but I got there faster than he could pull me. I had fantasized about him for so long that my mouth opened and I plunged down on his cock, going all the way to where it poked out of the zipper. He moaned and moved his hand out of the way, resting it on the back of the couch and groaning as I sucked. I pulled off and began to lick at the tip of his cock as he groaned, and the need to feel him in my pussy grew, but he pushed his cock upward as I stroked, and I kept my mouth on him. Finally, he pushed me away and stood, roughly grabbing me and bending me over the couch. I felt his hand on my ass, and then he was pulling my thong out of the way. His cock plunged into my soaked pussy, and I yelped, but this time from pleasure. He was so big, bigger than I'd ever had, ever dreamed of, and with every thrust, the bottom of his fly hit my clit, the zipper bouncing against it, sending even more sensations through me. He grunted with each thrust, so close already, and I knew I would be coming very soon. He leaned over me and roughly grabbed my breast as he fucked me, and the feel of my blouse against my bra and my nipples sent fiery jolts of pleasure through me as he fucked me. Suddenly, he was ripping off my blouse as he fucked me. He pulled it off and then tore off my bra as well. It stung a bit when the bra came off, but even the steam was laced with joy. He kept fucking me for a bit, but then he pulled out and flipped me around. His hands gripped my skirt, and I heard it tear as he jerked it down to my ankles. I stepped out of it and nearly stumbled as he grabbed my panties and yanked them off with another stinging pull as well. It was so strange. He was still fully clothed, his cock poking out from his fly, but I was completely naked, except for two thigh-high black translucent stockings. He sat back on the couch and roughly pulled me onto him. I felt his big cock push into me again and groaned loudly. He held my hips and began thrusting up, but I was again way ahead of him and bouncing